Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 7th episode of OMG Craft. I am your host, Chad Johnson, and this week we have some awesome stuff for you. We are getting into texture packs. More texture pack information than you would possibly ever want to know. How to make them, how to bundle them so your friends can use them, how to download them, how to put them onto servers so that people know which texture pack to download. It's gonna get crazy. We also have some news, and then at the end of the show, instead of highlighting three of my favorite things, I'm going to highlight five of my favorite texture packs. And actually, it is your favorite texture packs. I asked on Twitter what your favorite texture packs were, and everyone responded. We had a lot of votes for different things that I had never heard of, texture packs that I had never seen and tried. So really, really excited about that later on. But before we get to texture packs, let's cover a quick amount of news. It actually was kind of like a trip up this week where we thought that, or at least me and some of our friends thought that we weren't going to get a snapshot because Dinnerbone, one of the developers at Mojang, sent out a tweet that said, hey, no snapshot this week, working on other stuff, I guess. And then turns out today we got a snapshot. Some of the things that were fixed in this or released in this is lighting, simple directional lighting, and it has a completely, what they say is completely overhauled the lighting engine. And so I wanted to sort of show off a little bit of what they mean when they say that. I have a snapshot running over here that I will show off to you. And you can see that these furnaces right here, and luckily I am in creative, so this guy can just give me a hug. Oh, skeleton, I love you. And these furnaces, when they're facing towards me, will light the area around them, but when they're facing away through this wall, they won't. And you can see that on the other side of the wall that this is actually lit up. And so this is some of the new lighting enhancements that is coming into the snapshot at the moment. And this is exciting because also there are world glitches that tend to happen when creating new worlds. And these glitches can create lag on servers, and they just create these weird black holes. And now, hopefully, those will all be fixed. No more lighting lag. And also, stairs and slabs will work appropriately with lighting in the future. Very, very exciting. There were a few other minor bug fixes, like they fixed the witch turning white instead of, you know, witch colored. So thank you so much to Mojang for another snapshot. It was funny because it was like, without a snapshot, it was like, aw, come on. There's nothing to do this week. No snapshot. Man, really, really stinks. Also, pumpkins now have a light level of 15 on the facing side and then 11 on all the other sides. And they also fixed a few of the, and like I said before, the black holes in world generation. Now, also, Minecraft for Xbox 360 should be catching up to 1.8.2 way back, it feels like forever ago with 1.8.2, but the Xbox version is actually on a different development path. It is not actually developed at Mojang. It is developed by its own in-house team. And so some of the things that you're going to be seeing with that is more food, villagers, and mine shafts, and stone bricks, and double chests, and things like that. And at the moment, I don't believe that we have a release date for that. It was just on the Mojang blog saying that they would be putting that out. And that is 4J Studios that creates the Xbox 360 version of Minecraft. And that is it for news. We're done. Let's get straight into texture packs. I really like covering texture packs, and I wanted to cover it in this episode because it's the simplest way to change your Minecraft experience from the default into something else. And we're going to get into a few things here. First, we're going to get into just the basic idea of what texture packs are. Then we're going to get into how to build your own texture pack. And when we do that, you'll be able to kind of tell the anatomy of how these texture packs work. It sort of, you know, links out to these files. And anyway, we'll get more into that later on. And then after that, I'm going to go into how to bundle that up so that you can share it with your friends or share it online. And then also how you can modify your preferences, your server preferences, so that it will download the texture pack for someone on who connects to your multiplayer server, and so they don't have to figure out where you're storing your texture pack or which texture pack works best with the server. And then finally, we're going to get into HD texture packs and how to install those, because normally you'd have these very SD, you know, I believe it's 16 pixels by 16 pixels big textures, and you can get up to 512 pixels. You can go crazy with HD texture packs, so we're going to get into that at the very, very end. So first off, what is a texture pack? What the Minecraft game actually looks for are files in the bin folder of your Minecraft game, and those are just basic PNG files, and I'll show you a few of them right now. Here's the items one, and you have to zoom in because, of course, it's very, very small. Everyone equates Minecraft to being 8-bit, and this is kind of what they mean, is it's so small that it doesn't need a whole lot of processing. So if I was to take these, and right now they're kind of fuzzy because I'm zooming in to them using my computer, but if I open it in a preview program and then blow it up, you can tell that these have these pixelated edges, which is what you're used to seeing in the normal Minecraft game. So this is actually a modified file that I used. You can see that where the diamond armor should be, it's replaced with white instead of blue. And we'll get into why I did that a little bit later. So let's now get into how you would install your own texture pack. And you'll be able to understand sort of a little bit more on what these do and where these files point to when we get into building your own. So what you would do is you would go to a website that has texture packs. I searched Minecraft forums, searched in Google. There's a whole bunch of sources. And, of course, you can go to our show notes and find the favorite texture packs that I am going to cover at the end of the show. So you can download those there. Now, when you download them, they will be zipped files. So let me show you in my downloads here. Sorry about that. So right here, I have a few. Here's Sfax Pure D Craft. Then we have R3D Craft. All of these I know are texture packs. So what I did is just copy them. You're going to go to your Minecraft folder. If you're on the PC side, that's the %appdata%, and navigate to .minecraft. That way, if it's on the Mac side, you're going to go into your library and what is it? Application support, Minecraft. So once you do that, there is actually a folder down here, past saves, called texture packs. It's still further down. There we are. Texture packs. So you're going to copy those files that you've downloaded off the web into this folder. And you can see that I've already added quite a few because I'm going to be covering them throughout the show. When you do that, they will now be in game. So if you go ahead and open up a Minecraft game, I'm going to get out of my snapshot and go just to default. Let's log in. Now, this little button, texture packs, can be clicked, and you can see all of the texture packs that I downloaded are now in game. And they can change your game a lot or just a little. So let's get into the one that I created. I named it OMG Diamonds, and it says, "Diamonds are white!" exclamation point. And the idea behind this was, diamonds in the real world are not blue, they are white. So that was what I wanted to achieve. And when I jump into my test world, you can see that right here we have gold, we have iron, and we have diamonds. And diamonds are white. Woohoo! How crazy is that, right? And this is the diamond block. I found out pretty quickly that it looks an awful lot like the iron block, which is less than desirable. But other than that, nothing else has changed. And I decided to go even an extra step, and over here in my combat, all of the diamond armor that you would use is also white, and even diamond tools. So I have a diamond sword. Let me jump over to some tools. Got a diamond pickaxe. Got a diamond. We don't want a diamond hoe. No one needs hoes. Who uses them? And a diamond axe. So if I go ahead and put these on. Oops, did I grab two of these? Why did I grab two of those? Give me that. Let's go ahead and put this stuff on. You can see that also when I place it on myself. Let's go ahead and zoom in. It's also white. Because diamonds are white. They're not blue. Has anyone ever seen a blue diamond? Now, of course, this also looks an awful lot like iron armor. So I'm not in love with this texture pack, but this is just kind of an idea of some of the things that you can do. So I've also installed a mod on this called Optifine, so I can quickly switch texture packs. So let me jump back to the default look. So you can see the game hasn't been changed. Now everything is back to blue. Diamonds are blue. Here they are. And all of my items are blue, just like that. So that you can quickly see that nothing has actually changed in-game. This isn't a different world. This is just a texture pack over the world. Just like this. Diamonds. Done. Done. And there we are. Back to white. Aw, it's raining. Boo. And I realize I don't have any audio. There. Now you can hear the rain. Wonderful. So, let's get into how you would actually change your own texture pack, how you would create your own texture pack. And I forgot to mention, a much quicker way to get to your texture packs is if you quit to the title screen, click texture packs, you can click this open texture pack folder if you don't want to navigate the way that I was telling you to earlier. And this is where all your texture packs live. So that's much, much simpler. I forgot to tell you that. Okay, so you want to now make your own texture pack. Say you were frustrated like me, and man, diamonds aren't blue, they're white, so you just have to make your own. Well, you're in luck. It's actually fairly, fairly easy. So what I'm going to do is navigate back to my Minecraft folder, and like using the method I mentioned before, now we're going to go into this bin folder. And then in here, I do a lot of different stuff, so I got some extra files in here. But what you're going to look for is this Minecraft.jar file. And we're going to go ahead and copy that. Yep, where's copy? There we are. Oh, come on. There we are. And then I'm going to go ahead and place that copied file onto my desktop. So let me go ahead and get out of my way. Oh, I love Macintoshes. Get out of... Yeah, okay, we're just going to do it on the Finder. Desktop, and paste it right there. So, now that we have that on the desktop, we're going to open it up, and I'm going to use a tool called the Unarchiver. And then on the PC side, I would suggest 7-Zip, or, you know, you could use WinRAR if you wanted to. But now that we have that opened up, there'll be a file that we can jump into and actually edit. So, inside of here... I'm going to sort this by kind over here on the side. And this will give me all the folders. And then you can see there's a ton of class files that help run Minecraft. We actually don't need any of these. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of them by scrolling all the way down to the bottom. And I'm going to hold down Shift and click the last one. and then delete them. Very satisfying. Ka-ching. Now, we have this sort of more manageable Minecraft folder. And this is actually the base folder that you're going to use to build your texture pack with. And it's kind of nice because once we get rid of all those class files, Minecraft knows the structure of this new Minecraft folder that we created. And it will be really simple for us to just change files and keep them in the same location so that we don't have to create this all from scratch. So going back in, I'm actually going to jump up a folder, and I'm going to rename this folder. Instead of Minecraft, I'm going to call it Texture Pack. Woohoo. And I think I spelled it wrong, but who cares? And now I'm going to go ahead and start kind of looking around in here. So we have this Achievements folder, and it looks like the background for here, this can be edited. You got some an icon thing. That doesn't look like it's being used. Now, some of this will become very apparent what this is used for. This is the art PNG. And so this is obviously, this is the art. This is very memorable. Like, I remember seeing this weird finger in this fighting ninja guy. Like, I've seen this in game. So this is very obvious to me what this is. Sometimes, like back up here in the achievements area, this icon area thing, I don't know. I am unsure as to what that is. And then there's some other things that seem to have been used in previous versions of the game that aren't being used now. So, like, if I look in the terrain area, and I'm actually going to open this one up big and then zoom in and make this larger. Come on. Make it larger. There we go. So if you look in here, you can see that there is... Where is it? It may have been removed. I'll point out something else. See, you can see these two doors right here. There's the wooden door, and then there's the iron door. But if we go into, I forget where it was. Maybe it was GUI. It was... There's another door texture, and it's pretty obvious that it's not being used. There it is. Here's the door texture. It's like, this is a really weird door texture on top of that. Because if you look in here, there's no, like, these aren't see-through. It's just different. So keep in mind that some of these files are overlaps, or that some of them aren't being used anymore. In fact, on some of the older texture packs, what I was trying to look for was in this terrain area. There was actually stuff for the chest. And the chest is actually a completely new, a different thing in a different location now instead of in this basic terrain area. Now, some of the things that I do want to point out with this is, go ahead and make you bigger, is there's a few things like this grass texture and some really quick stuff that you could change. Is like down here, this is the animation for how blocks break. And so one really, really unique thing that I've seen is that if you just change this into, say, a progress bar, now every time that a block breaks, you get a perfect progress bar, and so you know exactly how long until the next thing breaks. Really, really useful. And then also, these pink squares, these are unused locations. So before, if you were to open up a texture pack from an older version of the game, this little emerald area or these cocoa beans would actually be these pink squares. So these are unused texture areas that the Minecraft team can use in the future. Same thing up here with this emerald block. So just some things to keep in mind. Now that we have these textures, we can open them up in our favorite photo editor and edit the crap out of them. So what I did, let me go ahead and jump over to my texture pack that I was creating, and that would be in my texture packs folder, OMG Diamonds. There we go. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up, and my preference is Photoshop because I happen to work at an amazing place that can afford it for me, and I have a legal edition. But you can easily, just as easily, use a service like GIMP, or I believe, what is it, Paint.net, or anything that will save out a transparent PNG you can use to edit these texture packs. So I'm going to go ahead and zoom in. And you can see on my texture pack up here in the corner, the diamond is white because that's what I was so freaking annoyed with. And I didn't really change anything else. I was thinking about maybe changing some, like, iron to be a different color and gold to be a different color, but I decided just to keep it really simple just to show off some of the functionality. And then also, jumping back over, the things that I needed to change were, there was armor, and so in here we have chain armor and cloth armor, and then the diamond armor. Let me go ahead and open up both of these in Photoshop as well. There we are. The diamond armor, that first one is a little hard to tell because it's just the pants, but this one, and I'm just going to do a quick little trick to, there we are. So you can see that this is the diamond armor, and I just decided to make it white so that it would match with all the other diamonds. And in fact, I think if you jump back over, I actually did. The first time that I did this, I forgot right here, this is this block in between the gold and the emerald block is the diamond block. And in the first time that I made this, I forgot that that needed to be changed as well. So when I threw down the diamond block, it was blue and it was like, oops, I guess in my theoretical world that I've decided that when you put lots of diamonds together, they turn blue. That sounds great. So there's a, if you want to do something like I did where you take the base texture pack and change it, you need to, you know, keep consistency in mind. So, jumping back over to the texture pack area, this is armor. You also have art, which you can, you know, change to be your face if you want. You have the environment, which includes clouds, the lighting gradient, and some snow and rain textures. The GUI, you have all of the buttons that you would push, and books, and crafting tables, and I like the Minecraft logo, and all of that. Some other things to note are, I forget the, well, and there's also, here are the chests, and the door, which I do not believe is being used, the ender chest, the double chest, and there's also a, let me look real quick, it may be in the title area. There we are, the background. So you can also change the background that scrolls through when Minecraft loads up, the one that moves, you know, between, you know, in a rotation fashion. I forget the name. Now then, the other thing that I'd like to point out while you're editing these is this pack.png. That is the preview image that the game uses to show off to the character. So if I jump over into my game, go ahead and log in. And then click texture pack. See this OMG, these diamonds? It's the same picture that is over here. And then also this pack.txt is the text that appears below your texture pack. So diamonds are white was the name that I decided to call it. And then if you look over here, diamonds are white is the text that appears underneath the texture pack. So you can go ahead and jump in there and edit to your heart's content. Now, but what you probably want to do is you want to share this with a friend. Well, Minecraft has made it really, really, really easy recently in that what you used to do before is you'd zip it up and then you could share it around. Now you don't even have to do that. So you could use a tool like on the Mac, all you have to do is right-click the parent folder of all of the things, hit compress, and then it would be a zipped file, and you can rename that to whatever you want the texture pack to be, and then on the Mac side, just use 7-zip or something to make a zip file, not a 7-zip file or, say, a RAR file. That wouldn't work. And then you would put that into your texture packs area. But now you don't even have to do that. So if you look back in my texture pack area, you can either put a zipped folder or an unzipped folder in. So this OMG Diamonds is just a normal old folder. You can throw that in and it works just fine. So you can just share the whole folder with your friends. And normally makes it easier to move a zipped file around the internet. And so because it doesn't matter either way, however the file comes to me is how I'm just going to use it. Now, if you want to have someone join your server and then be able to download your texture pack that you decree is the texture pack for this server, it's actually fairly simple. So I'm going to jump to my desktop, and I have the server file that I have been using the past few episodes to sort of show off servers. And you just go into the server properties. I'm going to go ahead and open it with, text edit. And let me drag that onto text edit. Bam. There we go. And right underneath, let me find it. Insert texture pack. Okay, so the thing that I need to enter is texture hyphen pack equal, and then I capitalize that. I don't want to capitalize that. Sorry, I'm in an area that you can't see. So I just went ahead. Oh, it's actually all written for me. I am jumping ahead. It's right. I just saw it. There we are. Very small text when doing a show is very difficult. Now, the thing that you're going to do is you're going to add quotation marks and then enter the URL of your texture pack. And that needs to be the exact direct URL. It cannot be a URL to a web page. It can't be a URL to an Adafly sort of thing. It needs to be the exact domain.com/texturepack.zip sort of thing, so that it can be directly downloaded. You cannot have it be a web page. So once you do that, the user will be prompted and can download it and use it for free. The thing is make sure that you don't make that texture pack be an HD texture pack, which we're going to get into next. The reason is it would crash their client. They wouldn't know what to do with it, and normal Minecraft doesn't handle HD texture packs so well. Now, what do I mean when I say HD texture packs? Does that mean I can play Minecraft in 1080p? Oh my gosh. Well, not exactly. What an HD texture pack is, just higher definition than the normal 16 by 16 pixels that you're allotted. So when I was showing off these textures, you can tell even my computer operating system goes, these are way small. When I open up them, they're teeny tiny. And it's because Minecraft uses these really teeny tiny textures on purpose to sort of add style to the game and to not cause a lot of system resources. So if I go and I'm looking now in Photoshop, if I zoom in all the way, you can see that these textures are really, really small. I mean, these are pixel by pixel, 16 pixels sort of thing. So what we're going to do is we can double, quadruple these textures to add a lot more information to the game. And what you need to do for that is install an HD texture pack mod. What I suggest for doing this is Optifine. Optifine is actually kind of a bundle of a few extra things. It will help your Minecraft run smoother, it will load chunks faster, and it gives you a lot more options on your Minecraft game. And that's what I was actually using earlier to quickly switch between texture packs. So if I go ahead and as a refresher, I'm using a tool called Magic Launcher to manage what mod files I have on my Minecraft game. So this is the default configuration that I use. If I go into setup, you can see that Optifine 1.3.2 is installed. And you can go to our show notes and find the web page for that link and that download on your own. And then once you download it, all you have to do is click add, And now it is installed. So if I go ahead and jump in to my game. Here we are. Let's make this much larger. I have these texture packs, and this top one right here, the R3D Craft, is 128 pixels by 128 pixels. If I go down here, this Sfax Pure BD Craft is 156 pixels, and I believe that my Sortex modded pack is, I think, 128 as well. I forget. So let's go ahead, and that's all you need. Once you have that installed, Optifine will be able to handle HD texture packs and even HD fonts if you wanted those as well. So now we have covered all of the texture pack goodness. Let me get into my five favorite texture packs that I've seen running around on the net. Now, before we do, I had asked you guys for your favorite things over Twitter, and it was astounding. The people that loved, there were two texture packs that people absolutely loved, and that was Sortex Fanver and Sfax Pure BD Craft. So we're going to go ahead and cover those right off the top. First, let me go ahead and load this up. Sortex Fanver. And you can, of course, always go to our show notes to download this yourself. I have created a single-player texture pack world. So let's go ahead and jump in. And this is Sortex Fanver. And I really like it. One, I like the iron blocks. I also like the diamond blocks. But I especially like how these ores are really quickly recognizable. And I've created a little house over here. Got some wooden doors and some iron doors. Let me make sure this is nether rack or nether fence. We also have some rail. I'm going to go ahead and push this cart along. And come on, cart. Come on back. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump in this house. This is the art. This is not all the art. Oh, one of my art pieces fell down. Ooh. Aw, two of my art pieces fell down. Ooh. Went to decorations. Let's grab my art again. Where's the art? Here we are. That's the one problem that I have with some of these texture packs is I've gotten so used to what normal Minecraft looks like that I get frustrated when I go looking for specific... That's lame. Come on. Give me a 4x4. And I give up. So here's a bed. Here's an ender chest. We got a normal chest. And let's look at some of the mobs. These are villagers. Hey, villagers. How's it going? I like how you blink. It's kind of creepy. We got some cows. We got some sheep. Sheep are just the normal old texture. We got some ocelots. Hey, ocelots. Hope you like to play a lot. Got some wolves, got some chickens, and some pigs. So that is Sortex Fanver. We also got this spider hanging out. By the way, check out this ridiculous seed that just happened to be what loaded when I asked for a world. It's just a single island with a single tree. How lame! Oh, man. But that would be actually really fun to kind of have to survive with that. Are you... What? When did spiders ride in minecarts? Since when did this happen? And why is he getting hurt? My mind is exploded. Okay, so let's go to the next texture pack. And because I'm running Optifine, I can click into my options and just switch to the next one without actually having to end the game. And when you switch, there'll be a little bit of a lag. And at least I thought I clicked it. Or did I? Oh, did I crash? Minecraft, please work. Oh, there we go. This is Sfax Pure BD Craft. And let me see if it's gonna run. Am I running a second version? Oh, I am. Hey,
How about I close this other version of Minecraft? Maybe that'd be better. Oh, no. Oh, no. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're going to... Oh, why did I do that? I hit save and quit. Here we are. So this is, like I said, Sfax Pure BD Craft. That poor spider. Oh, glitchy. I think my Minecraft game is a little bit screwed up. Let's go ahead and add this back down. I love this look. This is sort of a comic book sort of style look. This is some obsidian. We have back over here, we have iron, diamond, and gold. And this is coal. Villagers have this sort of Ewok look to them. Cows have sort of this hairy look to them. Sheep also look drenched. Let me see. Oop. Let me see if I can... slash toggle. Down. Fall. Does that work? Yeah, it works. That's right. I also lost audio myself. So. No, it didn't work. Did it work? Yes. Woohoo! Wonderful. I love the cats in this version. Ocelots look awesome. Dogs have different colors. Chickens look creepy and like they're going to kill you. And pigs are spotted and dirty because pigs are dirty animals that roll around in the mud. I'm kind of sad that I lost my spider. Let me see. I kind of want another spider to jump in and where's my miscellaneous? Here we are, miscellaneous. And I also love how spider or how spawners are these Pokeballs. So let's go ahead and do some spiders because spiders look creepy. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? I'm sorry that I spawned you. Hey, jump in that minecart. That was crazy the last time that happened. Jump in the minecart. Come on. Yeah, green guy. What? I had no idea that this happened. Yeah. And that wall hurts you because you're an evil spider. A spider, get off the trail. Jeez, I'm so glad that I'm in creative mode. Let's also go ahead and turn down the music because we don't need that. But anyway, this texture pack looks awesome. We got... Wow. That's the first time I've seen that one. That's creepy. Yeah, that's what I want in my house. And this, I believe, I'm running this one at 256. I forget what my resolution was on this game. Now, the one thing that I have heard complaints about is that this bottom here is... The bottom dock down at the bottom, I forget what you call that, your quick select bar, that it's tilted, and lots of people freak out about that. The thing that I don't tend to mind that at all. The other thing that I like is that all of the spiders, you're so loud, jeez. All of the items tend to look similar to what they do in the normal game. So when I'm quickly looking for, I forgot to show off is the redstone. If that is important to you, we have this redstone and then we also have these pistons here. That's redstone. And I just like that items tend to look similar to the items in the normal game. Maybe these rails are a little weird and that saddle is a little weird. But they tend to look nice, and that's one reason that I like this. Oh, also, I should mention, I wonder, am I here? Let's F5 for a second. The armor in this one looks really cool, and this is the diamond armor that I'm wearing right now. So check that out. I feel like I need to update my Minecraft skin. He looks weird in this really nice, smooth world. Also, water. Water animates quite differently in this world than in others. Okay, so now let's jump into another one. Let's go into one that I had not seen before, and that was this country craft. And then with that, oh, I almost clicked it again. Woohoo! So this is back to a 16 by 16, I believe. So if you have limitations on, actually, that looks like, here, let's count really quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nope, that is 16 by 16 pixels. So if you are worried about speed on your computer, I would suggest something like this with just a little bit of an update. So jumping in here, we got some art. We still got that nice, cool skeleton. We got some art that looks just about the same. I cannot remember if they had these frames on them before. I don't remember these frames. And that looks the same, but the chest looks new. Some of these may not have been updated. Oh, this is glowstone. Forgot to mention that. Let's go check out the redstone over here. Redstone is more of a line, which is nice because you can easily tell where blocks, where the line ends into something instead of, say, you know, moving over that way. And let's look at some of the mobs. Looks like all of the mobs are normal. Yeah, they're all normies. The flowers are nice, but creepers look creepy. And looks like skeletons are skeletal. And once again, water is a little different. This one animates more in a, looks like vertical fashion than in a horizontal fashion. So this one isn't as crisp, and it's definitely not HD. So if that is one thing that you were worried about, this may be a good option for you. Now then, let's jump into another one that I had not heard about. This is the last one that I had not heard about. And this is the John Smith texture pack. Oh, did I not download that one? Looks like I downloaded R3D Craft instead, which is an HD texture pack. How silly of me. I think I made a quick decision. Oh, I almost clicked it again. And so this one looks... this is more, I would say, faithful to the original Minecraft. So you can even see the blocks underneath of the original Minecraft texture, but it's just higher definition, and you can see the texture behind the texture. It's quite mind-blowing. Over here we have cows, have the same texture but added. And looks like sheep are exactly the same. And looks like ocelots are the same. Hey, little wolves are the same. Chickens, ooh, look at these eggs. Oh, look at that. Now, that is really nice that this really follows almost exactly what the original textures look like on the items. So that's nice. Actually, this may be the texture pack that I go for in the future, because my biggest complaint about texture packs is that whenever I install a new one, I feel like I have to learn the game again. And this looks, and this is different than I covered in beta 1, if you happen to watch that one. Faithful 32, which was a 32x32 texture pack that stayed, you know, true, tried to update what the original texture pack was. And looks like, well, that's fine. I'll never see myself. And it looks like this takes it a step further. I really, really, really like this texture pack. Hey, creeper, what are you doing? You wanted to get a nice, like, nap? Well, stay out of this house. Let's go check out redstone. Redstone looks just about the same. I love how this, when this is powered, it looks like it glows. That's really cool. Same thing with pistons. Pistons have been updated. Now then, a thing to note is that you really need to keep up on your updates with texture packs, because when Minecraft comes out with an update, like, say, update 1.3.2, the texture pack may not have the correct block associated with that item in the game. And what you'll see is this really weird pink structure, and that's because it's using the pink area of the base file, which we saw earlier. And so you'll see these weird pink blocks that you may not know what they are. And that's because your texture pack is out of date. So you should go back to the web, re-download it. Hopefully the creators have updated their texture pack and you'll be all set. So finally, I wanted to end with my favorite texture pack. It's a texture pack that I use all the time, and you may have seen it around, because I was obviously in the thing, and it's the Matt Damon texture pack, and you can see you got Matt Damon everywhere. This was made famous by a really hilarious YouTube video. You can see just Matt Damon just looking at you, you know, just just staring at you from behind the quality setting button. You click done, click back to game, and you got Matt Damon everywhere. You got MD written on all the blocks. It looks like they've added targets to the cows. It's pretty awesome. These guys look an awful lot like what I don't know if I'd call him looking like Matt Damon, but yeah, we got some pigs. Hey pigs, you got your little Matt Damon face on, and the chickens are even little Matt Damons. Check that out. Blue is obviously. I just noticed. Hi Matt Damon, how are you doing? I didn't notice you there I was gonna talk about how my reticle is Matt Damon. Cats don't care that much about Matt Damon, so they're not quite Matt Damon enough. But if you go over to your ore, you got some Matt Damon ore. You got some Matt Damon bling. You got your Matt Damon, doors, because you need them. What are you? You're a creeper. You're not a creeper. You're a zombie. Hey, zombie, look at me. Hey, buddy. Okay. Looks like this nether. Whoa. This is the rail. There's a skeleton. Looks like he has a boomerang instead of a. And this is. I don't think that's been updated. And this is. That's weird. That's supposed to be obsidian, but it's definitely glass. Anyway, let's go ahead and go to the house. You got your Matt Damon bed, your Matt Damon enchanting table. You got your normal old. Oh, wow. Hey, Matt Damon. I didn't notice your shadow up in my. What? Where did that come from? Has that been there the whole time? Oh, no, apparently not. What? Where does that creepy Matt Damon in the corner? What? Where is that coming from? Oh, that is so creepy. We got little hearts for Matt Damon. We got lots of pictures of Matt Damon. We got, this is the get her done Matt Damon furnace with Matt Damon pictures. Same thing with your oh, all the paintings have Matt Damon faces on. I didn't even notice. And apparently you have a sword, because that was what Matt Damon did, was he had a sword when... and then you got... What is this thing? Oh, this is a axe. I'm really creeped out by that Matt Damon that keeps popping into the corner. I don't even know how that works. That's super creepy. Okay, you got Matt Damon stuff. I think we have it covered. Matt Damon all around... If you want some more Matt Damon, you know where to find it. And that is what we're going to end off the show with, is show off the capabilities of texture packs. You can do anything with Minecraft and Matt Damon and your imagination. So, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you would like links to any of the texture packs I talked about, and I mentioned it a few times during the show, please go to our show notes page at omgcraft.com. You can easily get to this show by going to omgcraft.com/7, because that is the episode number that we are on, and have all of the links to everything that we covered in the show. Also, if you have a suggestion, this entire show was created because a fellow on Twitter, and I have forgotten his name, and I feel very bad, because someone on Twitter asked, can you do a texture pack show? And that was a great suggestion. You wanted it, so I provided it. More texture pack goodness than you will ever want and have ever wanted. At least, I hope so. So go ahead and you can find us all of our links to Twitter, Facebook, Google+, all of those on the website. Feel free to send your personal email to me at mail@omgcraft.com. Comes directly to me and no one else, and I will read it and probably not respond to it because I am lazy. I'm very, very sorry. And that's it for the show. Thank you so much for hanging out. If you want to catch us live, you can every Thursday around 7 o'clock. We are here. Big thanks to Cheeto for helping me and T2T2 for helping me on this show. You guys are awesome. I will see you next week.